This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rikinti Marwin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday said that yoga offers a pathway to peace amid growing stress, unrest and instability in various parts of the world. He was addressing the celebrations on the 11th International Day of Yoga along the coastline at Vishakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh. Mr. Modi said yoga is the pause button. Humanity needs to breathe, balance and become whole again. The Prime Minister said that this year's theme, Yoga for One Earth, One Health, reminds how the world comes together to secure happy and healthy lives for present and future generations. All the northeastern states joined the rest of the world in celebration of the 11th International Day of Yoga yesterday, reflecting the enduring Indian ethos of Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, which means the world is one family. The Northeastern Indira Gandhi Regional Institute of Health and Medical Sciences, Shillong, organized a yoga camp with 397 participants. They included doctors, staff, students and their family members. Troops of Border Security Force Meghalaya Frontier performed yoga at their headquarters in Shillong. The Doordarshan Kendra Tura celebrated International Yoga Day with enthusiasm and dedication. Meghalaya Health Minister Mazel Amprin Lingdor and Education Minister Rakkam Sangma stressed on inculcating the habit of yoga performance among the students. The Central Bureau of Communication Shillong, Union Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, in collaboration with the Ramakrishna Mission Shillong, marks the International Day of Yoga with a special yoga session at the mission's premises in Limkra. The inaugural session was enriched by an insightful talk by Swami Vidishakanandanji Maharaj, who reflected on the ancient origins and universal significance of yoga. He emphasized that yoga harmonizes the body, mind and breath, ultimately guiding the practitioner towards uniting the individual self with the universal self. Yoga events and sessions were organized across Arunachal Pradesh by government departments, NGOs, educational institutions and others. In Itanagar, a Yoga Sangam event was organized by the Department of Health and Family Welfare in collaboration with Regional Ayurveda Research Institute. The Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly also observed the day with a special yoga session at the assembly complex. The event was attended by Speaker Tisam Pongte Tutsa, officers and officials of the assembly. At Raj Bhavan, Itanagar, the Yoga Day celebration was led by Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Patnaik. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla led others in International Day of Yoga observation at the Kuman Lumpak Indoor Stadium in Imphal. The state-level event witnessed the participation of over 900 individuals, including students, public servants, yoga enthusiasts, security personnel and members of the public. The Regional Institute of Medical Science, RIMS, Imphal also observed the day with medical staff and other performing yoga asanas. The Border Security Force is keen to complete fencing in unfenced stretches of Indo-Bangladesh border in Meghalaya. Inspector General BSF Meghalaya Frontier OP Upadhyay said that the force wants to fence the 59 kilometers stretch in Meghalaya which is unfenced. He said that the force is getting all the support from the state government. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma is also monitoring the situation to ensure that the entire India-Bangladesh border is fenced. Nagaland yesterday launched the state-level awareness and benefit saturation camp under the Dharti Abaya Jatiya Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan in Kohima. Advisor for Tribal Affairs H. Tuvikohoto Ayemi said the campaign will benefit more than 9 lakh people in Nagaland. Aimed at accelerating development in tribal areas, the campaign seeks to bridge critical gaps in infrastructure, education, healthcare and basic services by converging various government schemes. The 61 Meghalaya Girls Battalion National Cadet Corps yesterday welcomed Ms. Rifines Wajri upon her return to the state after successfully summiting Mount Everest on 18th May this year as part of the NCC Mount Everest Expedition 2025. She was the only representative from the northeastern region of India to have been selected to participate in this prestigious expedition. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.